Andrew, what about this documentary? How did this project come together?
It came together out of a desire of the alumni of School 26 for their legacy not to be forgotten. The story of School 26 is an extraordinary one of neighborhood, of school, of church, and community. And our concern, as the neighborhood changes, as the city changes, that the rich stories that reside in that building would not be passed on to another generation. And this is why Ron and his beloved classmates, Katie Taylor, others, Gerald Harkness, P.J. Wilson, and an extraordinary group have come together and create this documentary so that we have an artifact that can be turned to year after year, both in part of the Yokes Academy curriculum, part of the library's resources, the churches can access to share the legacy that we are all a part of at School 26. School 26 is known as the Little Tuskegee because of the richness of what was occurring there for so many years. Built in 1920, predates Crispus Attucks High School, a school community that originally started at Allen Chapel.
Yes.
And then found a home at East 16th Street, then known as Tinker Street, and was the pride and joy of a community.
I know this documentary is dedicated to the legacy and the contributions of the school. Ron, what are some of the memories that you have of the school?
Well, School 26 was a community school. I mean, all the kids in the neighborhood went there, and, you know, we didn't have neighborhood boundaries like we do now, like Martindale, Brightwood, and Kennedy King, and Heron Morton. It was just the neighborhood. And if you told someone you went to School 26, they knew the neighborhood you came from. Just as if someone said, I went to School 37, we knew what neighborhood they grew up in.
The documentary is going to be unveiled on Wednesday.
We'll have a public screening at the Can-Can Theater in Windsor Park at 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
All right. And that is open to the public.
Yes. Right. And that is sold out already.
That is sold out.
Yes.
It is already sold out.
Never mind if you didn't get a ticket, right?
Right. And it's also going to be at the Historical Society in their files and the State Library. And hopefully it will be at the Marion County or Indianapolis Public Libraries in their cultural division.
Okay. So there'll be
for
other areas for people to access it if they don't have that ticket.
Yes.
I would just encourage people in this community, in the Indianapolis community, to spend time understanding the history of this community, of the Martindale-Brightwood neighborhood in particular, and the richness that this school, School 26, has brought to this community.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you both so much.
It's a pleasure.